We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Good boy. Good boy. You like your nyla bone, huh? Good boy, you.
Hello and welcome, charitable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com. with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an American nonprofit medical research organization offers the world's first digital human brain atlas. In animal news, 5 manatees are returned to their natural habitat in Peru. In veg news, a Belgian documentary describes the catastrophic consequences of increased meat consumption on the planet. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 31st, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Hungary, His Excellency Viktor Orbán. Within the European Union, Prime Minister Orbán has emphasized economic coordination, a common energy policy, as well as the integration of Roma people. Moreover, for Hungary, His Excellency has announced plans of renewal and growth of the country. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Viktor Orbán, for your continual dedication to Hungary and her people. We respectfully wish you a very happy birthday with loved ones. May 31st is also World No Tobacco Day, observed around the globe. It was created by the United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO, in 1987 to encourage positive habits and prevent the many lethal harms caused by tobacco use. This year's theme is the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. It focuses on the rights of all people to the highest standards of health, the importance of each country implementing policies to protect current and future generations from the destructive impact of tobacco consumption is also emphasized. May all individuals adopt life-affirming practices for flourishing well-being.
Via news, Typhoon Songa hits Philippines and Japan. Although the typhoon did not make landfall in the country, heavy rains caused flooding in 29 villages in the southern Philippine provinces of Maguindanao and Lanao del Sur on Friday, May 27, with 3 people who perished and tens of thousands temporarily evacuated from their homes. The Maguindanao provincial government dispatched teams for damage assessment to provide appropriate reparation aid, saying that food, basic necessities, and health care have been provided to those in need. As Typhoon Songa reached Japan on Sunday and Monday, exceptional amounts of rain fell, with some flooding in areas such as the city of Ishinomaki, where the massive March 11 quake had lowered overall elevation by nearly 3 feet.
At the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, concern was still high that strong winds would carry radioactive material into the air and sea. As of Monday, contaminated water levels in the buildings of the 3 reactors had also gone up. We thank the Philippine officials for their timely care of the storm-stricken people. It saddens us to know of those lost to the storm, and we pray for the protection of both the Philippine and Japanese people, and for humanity's greater benevolence to restore our harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. People in nations such as Afghanistan, Bahrain, Brazil, Iran, Kuwait, Libya, Syria, and Yemen continue to stand up for basic freedoms and human rights as they call for government reforms that will bring greater fairness to all.
With Kuwait's newly elected position on the UN Human Rights Council as of May 21st, both Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have called on the Kuwaiti government to address human rights issues. In particular is the matter of the nation's long-standing Bedouin population, whose estimated 150,000 people are still stateless, with no access to passports, certificates of birth, marriage or death, school, health care, or the ability to obtain jobs legally.
After a U.S. airstrike on a compound mistakenly killed 14 Afghans, including 10 children, Afghan President Hamid Karzai delivered his last warning on behalf of the nation's people, stating that these arbitrary and unnecessary operations violated human and moral values. U.S. Major General John Tulin issued apologies and condolences on behalf of the coalition to all the loved ones of those killed, pledging that the families would be compensated in accordance with the Afghan custom and asking for the continued partnership of the Afghan people.
Yemeni security forces killed up to 20 people and wounded 120 in Taiz on Sunday after opening fire on peaceful protesters calling for the resignation of the nation's president.
By Monday, Press TV reported that the number dead had reached 70, with as many as 600 wounded after government forces raided Freedom Square, where protesters were camped out in the night, setting fire to tents, firing on people, and then bulldozing the square in the coastal city of Zanzibar. The government launched airstrikes on Monday as part of attacks that had begun before the weekend. With the number of dead unknown and water and electricity shut off, many residents fled to mosques for their only hope of safety. The U.S. Embassy spoke out against the unjustified brutality, saying that protesters have attempted to convey their views through non-violent means. Meanwhile, prominent tribal leader Sheikh Sadek al-Amar, who established a ceasefire with the government Friday, issued a statement along with other defected military leaders, urging the nation to join them in further calls for the end of the current regime.
According to Tehran Times, a number of Iranian engineers rallied in front of the United Nations office in Tehran to protest the violent crackdowns in countries like Bahrain, as they expressed their support for the uprising there and in other oppressed Middle Eastern and North African countries.
In Libya, as Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's forces cut off electricity to towns throughout the western mountain region, South African President Jacob Zuma arrived in Tripoli on Monday for talks with the Libyan leader to try to find a diplomatic resolution to the country's violence. Also on Monday, 8 high-ranking Libyan army officers from Colonel Gaddafi's army met with the press in Rome after defecting to Italy, accompanied by more than 100 Libyan soldiers. One officer spoke of the army's intolerable killing and violence against women.
On Sunday, Syrian security forces opened fire on rallies in Talbisa and Rastan, killing at least 11 and wounding over 100 people, as one resident reported by phone that soldiers were breaking into homes and arresting people.
As we mourn the endured suffering and loss of precious lives, we pray for a halt to strife in all nations, so that people everywhere may decide in favor of shared peace, dignity, and freedom.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan sworn in. The recently elected head of state, who previously had served as acting president when his predecessor, Umaru Yar Adua, passed away, was inaugurated on Sunday, May 29. The ceremony was attended by thousands of invited guests that included African leaders from Zimbabwe, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, South Africa, Uganda, Liberia, Senegal, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In his inaugural address, President Jonathan pledged to uphold democracy and unite Nigerians, as he stated, "My fellow countrymen and women, Nigeria is not only a land of promise, but it shall be a country where positive change shall continue to take place for the good of our people. In every decision, I shall always place the common good before all ends." Your Excellency, President Jonathan, we respectfully congratulate your term in office, wishing you success in fulfilling the highest goals of fellow citizens throughout your gracious nation.
Enchanting book premiere concert highlights live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. On Sunday, May 29th, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized a concert to celebrate the debut of the Olaxis or Vietnamese editions of Celestial Art, featuring Supreme Master Ching Hai's versatile artworks, as well as her exquisite poetry collection, The Love of Centuries.
Graceful dances and original music compositions transported the audience to heavenly realms inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, paintings, and other art creations. The artists included Mr. Yui Guan, vegan singer Ms. Ho Kwin-hoon, vegetarian singer Ms. Hung Yung, the Saigon Symphony, the Shanghua Dance Troupe, and more.
Esteemed guest speakers also shared their thoughts about Supreme Master Qinghai's artistry, such as Zheng Guanglob, an accomplished Aulexis artist and member of Barrio Bumtao Literature and Arts Association, Ms. Nguyen Thi Hong Ak, a poet, playwright, and former director of Vietnam Film, and Mr. Nhu Dinh Quang, also known as Painter Nhu, member of the Association of Vietnam Art.
Despite her busy schedule, invited guest of honor Supreme Master Qinghai set aside time to attend the event via video conference, during which she expressed her heartfelt appreciation for all artists and their precious contributions to our world.
The artists, they are truly here to beautify the world with their genuine loving spirit and exceptional talents. You all agree that they make us happy. When you're sad, you hear their songs, you see their painting, you look at their poetry, you feel much better, uplifted, and your sorrow is gone, or partially gone, very quickly. They make us happy, not only with their artistic creations, but also through their gentleness and benevolent hearts. All this should be appreciated and supported in whatever means possible by individuals and the society at large, so that they can contribute more to our world and secure their comfort materially for their life while they are working to beautify this planet.
Our heartfelt congratulations for the joyous launch of the Aulexis editions of Celestial Art and the Love of Centuries, as we thank all performers, distinguished guests, and participants of this exuberant event. We are also deeply grateful to the artist, Supreme Master Qinghai, for reminding of the importance to cherish God-given creativity, which uplifts our planet. May the arts inspire us all to join in harmonious, compassionate living. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television at a later date for the full broadcast of this book premiere event with Supreme Master Qinghai with multi-language subtitles.
Egypt frees Iranian diplomat. On Sunday, May 29, Iranian diplomat Qasim al-Husseini was released by Egyptian officials after 2 hours of questioning, with the Iranian government later saying that the incident resulted from a misunderstanding. With diplomatic ties that were halted in 1979, the two countries have been working since April this year to open a new chapter and restore normalized relations. We are thankful to hear of the swift and peaceful freedom of Qasim al-Husseini, wishing that Egypt, Iran, and all nations may ever cooperate in peace and mutual understanding.
Save Our Planet, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development in Olac or Vietnam, announces plans to allocate $430,000 for a study of climate change effects, as well as to implement actions that will help ensure sustainable agricultural production and national food security.
Save Our Planet. U.S. scientists find that climate change is behind recent extreme weather events in the nation that include torrential rains, deep snowfalls, massive floods, and devastating droughts, which have increased in frequency to create a so-called new normal.
The Squirrel, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm eating well with a delicious diet of plant-strong foods. Today I'd like to tell you about turnip greens. This leafy food contains vitamins K, A, and C, and is a good source of folate, fiber, and calcium. It also contributes to enhancing cardiovascular, digestive, and immune support functions. Enjoy them steamed and seasoned for a tasty side dish or add to soups to enhance flavor. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
In science news, an American non-profit medical research organization offers the world's first digital human brain atlas. After more than 4 years of intensive work, the Allen Institute for Brain Science, located in Seattle, Washington, has presented a free online mapping of two normal adult brains. 1,000 anatomical areas and more than 100 million data points signifying the gene expression and biochemistry of each site have been identified. It is envisioned that essential information provided by the project will help advance research into brain disorders and other neurological illnesses. The endeavor has been financed by Mr. Paul Allen, a co-founder of Microsoft Corp. Congratulations, scientists and all involved, for this impressive achievement. Also our thankfulness, Mr. Paul Allen, for your generosity. May many individuals benefit from the knowledge offered by this innovative research.
In animal news, 5 manatees are returned to their natural habitat in Peru. After being rehabilitated since 2007, Kino, Cochi, Victoria, Uliana, and Chamito have been relocated to the waters in Pacaya Samiria National Reserve in northeastern Peru. These beautiful herbivorous manatees were rescued and treated for wounds and malnutrition with the help of Peru's Association for the Conservation of Biodiversity, or ACOBIA. The United States-based Dallas World Aquarium, the Research Institute of the Peruvian Amazon, and other state groups. We are so happy to hear of the recovery of these precious animal friends. Our best wishes for long, healthy, and joyful lives, Kino, Cochi, Victoria, Uliana, and Chamito. Up next on Noteworthy News, a documentary film helps to raise awareness about serious problems involved in the livestock industry. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more pleasant news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, healthy news for a vibrant world. In Veg News, a Belgian documentary describes the catastrophic implications of increased meat consumption on the planet. Love Meat Tender, directed by Mr. Manu Komen, raises awareness about the economic, ethical, and ecological concerns caused by the livestock industry. The film is based on the book Animal, Man, Life by Dr. Ivan Beck, a vegan veterinarian and president of the environmental group Planet Life Association.
We decided to travel around the world and analyze in order to inform people about how meat is produced and what the consequences are on the planet, on our health, on the health of the animals, and economics, socially.
My name is Ivan Beck. I'm Peggy, so please save the planet.
A screening of the movie was held for over 150 people at the European Union in Brussels, followed by a discussion, which included European Parliament Vice President, Her Excellency Isabelle Duro.
Notre travail maintenant, c'est vraiment de convaincre, de faire des alliances avec tous ceux qui, ici au Parlement, veulent orienter l'agriculture vers un soutien à quelque chose de plus durable.
Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Manu Komen and Dr. Ivan Beck, for your efforts to inform about the many harms caused by meat eating. Also, our respectful thankfulness, Your Excellency Isabelle Duro, for your valuable insights. May governments and citizens alike opt for compassionate vegan living to protect our treasured earth.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, K Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Hebrew entitled Leaking Roof.
שיחה בין שני שכנים. הגן שלך דולף, למה שלא תביא משהו שיתקן את זה? איך אפשר לתקן ביום גשום? אבל כל הימים היו עם שמש לפני כן. זה לא ידלוף בימי השמש, אז למה לתקן?
And now for our viewers' heartlines about Nepalese sel roti or crispy rice donut and potato pickles on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Good to see Nepalese recipes. Azizam from Australia.
Looks good. Yum. Mindy from Singapore.
It looks yummy. Great show. Viewer from USA.
Greetings, Azizam, Mimji, and American friend. It's great to hear from you. The Nepali vegan cuisine does look absolutely delectable. Have fun preparing this and other cruelty-free ethnic delights. Please visit suprememastertv.com/be-veg for other scrumptious vegan recipes with our best wishes and love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with divine bliss and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
For the first time ever, the New Democratic Party becomes the leading minority party in Canada, as two Alexis or Vietnamese party members are also elected to parliament, Ms. Annie Minh Thu Quoc and Mr. Hoàng Mai.
Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov and President of Afghanistan Hamid Karzai sign agreements to cooperate in the fields of culture, tourism, arts, and media, as well as construct a railway linking their countries.
Over 500 people in Singapore participate in the Walk for the World charity event, raising nearly $65,000 to benefit less fortunate school children in Cambodia.
Following conciliatory talks between the two nations, Kuwait and Iran agree to re-establish reciprocal embassies, with envoys traveling to represent their countries in the capitals, Tehran and Kuwait City, respectively. In a phone conversation between Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and his South African counterpart, Jacob Zuma, the two leaders affirm a shared goal of working to end the conflict in Libya through cooperation and coordinated efforts.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.